This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Edwin, right. can you give me Ira Glass telling me it's time for the conference room segment?
I sure can. All right, here we go. All right, time for a conference room.
Nailed it.
Welcome back to the Michael Scott Podcast, company of Ira Glass. Each week on our show, of course, you choose a theme, bring a variety of stories on that theme. This week, alternate casting. Our first question from contributor Peter Gallagher. If you were to recast The Office, how would you do it? What characters would play the immortal role of Michael Scott? Jim Halpert, Dwight Schrute. The three of us take turns filling in this role. We'll have more after the break. Stay with us.
Out of paper, out of stock. There's friendly faces around the block. Break loose from the chains that are causing you pain. Call Michael and Stanley, Jim Dwight Creed. Call Andy and Kelly for your business paper needs. Or Dunder Mifflin, the people versus paper people. Dunder Mifflin, the people versus paper.
Hello and welcome to the Michael Scott Podcast Company, a show for fans of The Office, by fans of The Office. I'm your host and the bouncer at Sid and Dexter's, Sean Roney.
And I'm Edwin James, traveling salesman.
And with us, as always, our producer in the warehouse, Mr. Alex Ward.
I am your big daddy, and I am going to kiss the boo-boo. Daddy's here for you. My widow angels.
Please don't refer to yourself as our daddy.
Every week we get together and talk about our favorite show, NBC's The Office. And this week we're talking about alternate casting.
Yeah, so this topic is brought about by a video that if you follow some Office fan groups or whatever you may have seen online, it has circulated online of different audition tapes. So there is a taping, I think it was a DVD extra at one point, but basically it looks back at casting and that whole process, right? And if you go and watch it, it says the casting process for The Office took place over 3 months in the fall of 2003, and a lot of interesting people came in to read. So Seth Rogen came in and read for the role of Dwight. Bob Odenkirk came in and read for Michael.
Yeah.
We had Judah Friedlander read for the role of Dwight as well. Eric Stonestreet, who plays Cam on Modern Family, he came in and read for Kevin. Catherine Hahn read for Pam.
Catherine Hahn, who's remind me who Catherine
Hahn, you would know her. She's like a female comedy, almost a character actress. She is
Step Brothers
is probably the thing she's probably most known for.
She's like Adam Scott's.
She's Derek's wife. Yeah. Stay Golden Pony Boy.
Yeah. Sweet.
And then
has one of the most incredible scenes. Like comedy scenes when she's grinding on John C. Reilly, like outside of the door.
Yeah.
Like
I was thinking in the bathroom when she, in the urinal.
Just pees in the urinal.
But anyway, Patton Oswalt read for Dwight. John Cho, I think his name is, read for Jim.
For Harold and Kumar?
Yeah. Adam Scott read for Jim. And then it cuts to our old friends from the Office cast doing their auditions. So
yeah, Rainn Wilson and some. Serious 2003 glasses.
Yeah.
Those little ovals. Like,
right.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's fun to think, like, to watch this and think, like, man, how different would the show have been if, you know, Adam Scott got the role of Jim, for example, or you know, whomever was, you know, if Dwight was played by Patton Oswalt, like, how different would the show have been? So it's fun to kind of go down that
Seth Rogen.
Yeah, I don't know. That one's tough.
As Dwight,
Well, it's funny. You think of guys like Seth Rogen as like a filmmaker and a writer in addition to being a comedian. Right?
Yeah,
sure. You think about Jason Segel, who had a very long run on How I Met Your Mother as Marshall, you know, and like how just in general, how that can shape a career and a perception of an actor or a person in Hollywood who's trying to do a lot of creative things in the industry. But like, it's just, it's an interesting rabbit hole, interesting thought to kind of entertain, right? Like, what if? Yeah. What would John Krasinski's career be now if he didn't get... I heard that he was thinking about quitting. I remember reading that once.
Oh, really?
Well, quitting acting? I can only imagine, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
It can't be an easy thing to really get a break in. And
I mean, it's the same with, you know, Jenna Fisher and Rainn Wilson. I mean, it's the show that skyrocketed them to fame, you know?
And like, you know, we know all these people because they're in The Office, but how many hundreds of people do we have we never heard of because they just didn't get a role like this. Like kind of recently, I think Jenna Fischer posted a picture from the day she auditioned. And they had like a list of everyone who was auditioning that day and what their call time was.
Yeah.
And there's just these names. You've never heard of them. You don't know who they are.
Meryl Streep.
And yeah.
Reese Witherspoon.
And I was just struck by that, looking at that list of like any one of these names could have been a household name to me now, but they're not. And, but Jenna Fischer is, she's at the bottom of the list. Like I wouldn't have known who she is, but now she's that name on that list.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's true. And you know what's funny too? Yeah, that like there is that that video of all these people reading for these roles, and like I don't think Adam Scott was like a well-known actor at the time, you know what I mean? Mm-mm. But they all still made it.
He was the bully in Boy Meets World, remember that?
Had Party Down? No, Party Down was
not
after
Party
that.
Down was not out yet. Yeah.
Because he got that before
Parks and Rec.
Yeah, before Parks and Rec. Yeah. But I think Adam Scott, I mean, we're going to spend a lot of this episode talking about who could have fit in, but out of that video, I felt like Adam Scott could have done it. I mean, Ben Wyatt is a fairly similar character to Jim, much nerdier, which Scott's really good at. I'll say this. I think Adam Scott might be able to play Jim, but I don't think the other way around works.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's just from that video, who the only one I thought like, eh. Because, yeah, Seth Rogen, nah. No, thanks.
Not believable.
But you can see why they're not perfect fits. Even if they're like famous people now and they're like successful and they're really funny in a lot of different things. Like, you know, Patton Oswalt, right, is a great stand-up and he's gotten so many roles in Ratatouille, whatever. Mm-hmm. Judah Friedlander in 30 Rock, right, as Frank. Like, there are so many iconic roles that these actors have had.
Mm-hmm.
And just because they didn't fit for this particular thing, you know, like it's, it doesn't diminish them in any way. But yeah, but anyway, I think this takes us to, or this leads us to, a question that our good friend Peter, friend of the pod, Peter asked us, is how would you recast The Office, right? So that's kind of our task for this week. And we all came at it from different angles with different perspectives about how we would recast the show. It seems like a pretty straightforward topic, and there's a image that's gone around on Instagram and on social media of an 80s recasting of The Office.
Yeah.
It's got like Robin Williams as Michael and Tom Hanks as Jim and Molly Ringwald as Pam and stuff. And it's pretty fun to think about that all coming together. But we all we went off on our own and came up with our own cast. We're going to bounce them off each other.
We each took vision quests.
Yeah, and I think went out into the desert. Yeah, and I think we're just going to maybe go through an individual character and talk about who we picked and why.
Yeah.
And then maybe at the end we'll recap some alternates or other people we thought about. But just think about who could have been in these roles.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And filled the different shoes left by these actors.
And this is a parlor game. I mean, this is just for
fun.
This is
100%.
Yeah. We're just goofing off now.
I think, too, I mean, one thing while I was making this is it's hard to, like, you sort of have to put whatever the actor is at the age of that, of who the character is supposed to be. So I kept it tethered to the character of, like, if let's assume the script would remain basically the same. So, like, I would feel like what other actors could play that character? Because, like, you know, say Patton Oswalt's Dwight, I think over time that character would be written much differently.
Exactly.
Yeah, you really, so, I mean, I'm guessing here, but I'm assuming you wanted the young Anthony Hopkins to play the role of
course.
Andy Bernard.
Of course.
Yeah.
And also the other thing is like, how many of these actors had you never ever seen or heard of?
Right.
So obviously we can't cast no-name people because we don't know who they are. Yep. So
I'm curious, I guess, to your perspective as you cast. I wonder if we should talk about it now or at the end.
We could talk about it as we go, maybe.
Okay, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Per character.
We'll discuss as we go.
Yeah.
We'll keep it loose.
Yeah.
Okay. So who wants to start and what character should we start with?
Okay.
Lead it off, Sean.
I could start.
Let's go right down the road. Yeah. Pick one and go for
it. I was having trouble kind of like coming up with what I wanted to do, right? So I gave myself a very specific parameter. So I've flipped all the genders for all the characters.
Oh, nice one. That's smart. Yeah.
Nice one.
So I just needed like a little guideline, like some
I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad you took that direction.
A little sound box.
So this will be fun. It was
sound
very
box.
Difficult.
Sandbox. Sorry.
But my first one I feel very good about. Michael Scott has to be Melissa McCarthy.
What? That's what I got.
What?
Amazing. Yes. That's awesome.
But you didn't even like give yourself this rule of
No, I was thinking like
she'd be. It has to be her.
So good.
Melissa McCarthy, of course, from Bridesmaids. Can You Ever Forgive Me? She was on SNL portraying Sean Spicer.
She's from The Heat.
Can you imagine? Oh, her freakouts and like...
As Michelle?
Yeah. I mean, like, with Michael, you have to have...
And Michelle Scott.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
have nice. To have like an insecurity about you, and also you have to be a huge extrovert. And it's like, she could play that so well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she is just such a good actress too. I mean, I watched that movie, Can You Ever Forgive Me, on a plane, which is a drama. It's not funny at all, because she's such an outrageous character in everything else that we know her from. Mm-hmm. So I thought that she would just be amazing at the comedy, but then those heartfelt moments where you kind of fall in love with Michael, she could do those too, you know, and play a real, like, you see her mm-hmm. thinking and mm-hmm. her, you know what I mean?
Great pick.
I did come up with some.
I think we should do these characters. Like, we have this person for this character.
Oh, gotcha.
And we'll knock through the characters. Then it's like alternates. You had this person Y.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, totally. Because I've got alts.
Yeah, same.
Okay,
same.
Okay.
But, I do too. Right.
So, if Melissa McCarthy is not available.
No, and she's not now for me. Yeah. Just like you took money in our fantasy draft first, too. Yeah, you're just snaking picks for me, bro.
If you go back to episode 2 of this podcast.
I still got a grudge.
Yeah. All right. So I guess that leaves me. For Michael, I had Martin Short.
Oh, yeah.
Great call.
I thought somebody who is physically... Okay, this isn't a play on his name, but I think Michael is funnier as a shorter character, right?
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
Somebody who has the comedy chops to be really weird and silly mm-hmm. and offensive if they want to, but able to pull it back in a wide range, very expressive face. I thought of Martin Short first. That was exactly my pick.
So, well, I'll give one, because what I sort of did with each character is pick a classic and a contemporary, someone today who could do it and someone in their heyday.
Nice.
And give me Michael Scott's very hero, Steve Martin.
Yeah.
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 I think back in the day, like at the right age, Steve Martin would kill that role.
That would have been. I mean, yeah, of course he would have.
Especially when you think about the magic tricks
and the banjo.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The singing.
Like, he would be obnoxious in a very different way than Michael Scott, but he'd make it. I think he'd do great things.
Mm-hmm. It's great. Let's move on to the next character.
I have alts. Can we talk alts for Michael Scott? Do you want to do that?
We're saying, let's get through all the characters.
All right. So it's like at the end, it's like your cast is like, your Michael is this, your Dwight is this.
Mm-hmm. Jim Halpert.
And we'll bounce around. Okay, go ahead with Jim.
Jim Halpert. I have, okay.
Melissa McCarthy.
So of course, going with the, I'm flipping genders. So, Brie Larson.
Okay.
From Room and Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Sure.
Why did you pick Brie Larson?
It's a good.
I mean,
good
I think that she's very funny. Mm-hmm. So I think that she would be the kind of the perfect, like, she could play the straight man.
She could do the wink wink thing.
Yeah. Yeah. She could do that look at the camera. She has the chops for comedic timing and things like that, but is also believable as just a. Mm-hmm. Just a normal person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was my Jim Halpert.
It's interesting to think of Jim as a female, only because like Jim is so upwardly mobile.
It's hard. He's into basketball, which is not to say that's men's sport.
Men's activity.
Yeah. Right. I know. It's a bit, but it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although, I think it's interesting to think of a female in the role of Jim. Right. What would her name be? Jane.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, I think. Yeah, it would just be it'd be a different sort of...
The whole thing is different. I mean, thinking about this, doing it this way, then Pam is a guy, mm-hmm. and there's another, who's Roy? Like, mm-hmm. you know, it would definitely be written differently, the show, I think.
I would be interested to see a female character navigate the process that Jim does of kind of going up the corporate ladder. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what challenges there would be or whatever, or what, like, you know, what challenges there, you know, like, I think that could be super interesting.
Yeah, but, yeah. Okay, what was your pick?
I have Paul Rudd.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a great one.
When you talk about facial expressions and a guy who can be really silly, like, I just thought.
Yeah. Young Paul Rudd?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Like, Wet Hot American Summer.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd.
The original. Yeah.
Somebody who's, like... very silly and funny, but when they like get serious and they want to do and they take something very seriously, they can get people to go with them.
Yeah,
you know? Totally.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah. No, that's a very solid pick.
Yeah.
I took Jason Segel. for basically the same reason.
That would be good.
He's tall. Yeah. He's got the size. He has the very similar kind of affect and look in terms of a relatable, dopey sort of guy, at least in the early seasons.
Yeah.
Give me Jason Segel all day.
Yeah, that's a fantastic pick.
Yeah, I think it's funny with Jim, you need to have like the silly, like, I don't care, I'm just having fun, but then also like, all right, let's get down to business. You know?
Yeah. Right.
I think all three of our picks kind of have that, you know?
Yeah.
Pam Beasley.
Mm-hmm. Ed, when you start this one.
Yeah.
Pam Beasley, I have Anna Kendrick.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I thought somebody who's like funny and
cute. Gosh, she didn't even come across my mind.
And like, you know, could play that kind of, like, you know, it's funny. Okay, thinking about last week's episode, which is all about Pam, right? We were talking about the differences between Pam and Jim, right? And how they react to different scenarios, right? And something that I thought about while I was listening back to that episode is that things happen around Jim, and Jim will look into the camera and make faces and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, things happen to Pam, and she has to kind of deal with them
and
respond to them, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's the difference between their characters, right? Mm-hmm. Or a difference between their characters, right? And I think Anna Kendrick would be very good at playing this role where you have to, like, deal with someone doing something kind of terrible, right, to you.
Yeah.
And then, like, kind of having to be like, well, okay, Michael, like, why don't you try this instead? Or whatever it is, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I thought that was a good pick.
That very good pick.
Yeah.
Alex?
I'm going Elizabeth Moss.
Oh, okay. That's a good pick. Yeah.
From Mad Men.
Peggy Olson?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
From the
Classic Peggy. Yeah.
Handmaid's Tale. So, yeah, I mean, the correlations are pretty obvious there with Mad Men in terms of her, you know, how her role changes on that show. I think Elizabeth Moss is a just absolutely incredible.
She's a great
amazing actress. Yeah, I can see her face as Michael is like making some inappropriate joke.
Completely.
At her.
Yeah. Like she can do all the subtleties that Pam requires, I think, really well. I think she'd have great chemistry with Jason Segel.
That would be funny.
You know, I think
there's
they could
a
do
bit
it.
Of it. It
is
there
funny to imagine.
Age difference,
like,
but
it's not just them playing the character, but it's them playing off the other character.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm assuming, for as far as ages go, just to say it now, like I'm assuming we're sliding the ages.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They all
exactly.
Line.
Yeah. I think Sean was talking about this. Yeah. Yeah. We're, yeah.
Right.
They're,
yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For Pam Beasley, this was an especially hard one. But I came up with. Oh man. Okay. I came up with. Michael Ziegen is, and I don't know if that's how you pronounce his last name, but he is from Girls, and he's in Marvelous Mrs. Maisel as Joel. I
Michael Ziegen. Let me bust out a Google tab.
Yeah, I don't really know.
I feel like he just needs to be like, you know, just a sweet faced, you know, quiet, friendly guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think Michael Ziegen is one.
What's the male version of Pam?
Right, right.
Dan?
Sam.
Sam.
Yeah, there you go.
Sounds better.
That's good.
Can I tell a quick story? There was this one time where this does not have anything to do with the office, but here we go.
Go for it.
So this one time we were helping our friends move and we were loading stuff into Sean's car. We were helping them move. And Sean kind of pulls me aside and he goes, hey, so, you know, I'm telling everyone. He goes, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is a great show. I thought something really serious had happened. There was some serious news that Sean was going to tell me. But no, it was just he was very serious about the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is
it's
a great show.
I fell in love with it.
Yeah.
That is great.
I have some other Marvelous Mrs. Maisel castings.
Wow. There you go.
Wow.
Next right. character.
Dwight Schrute. Alex, why don't you start us off this time?
I tried not to overthink this one. I'm going with someone who can act
Rainn Wilson
a lot, who can act a lot with their face,
has
the right neurotic energy, and is really funny when they're angry. Give me Bill Hader.
Oh, that's who I had too.
Day long.
I had Bill Hader as
Bill
well.
Bill Hader would have been perfect.
I think he would knock it out of the park.
Yes.
Like, when he's bug-eyed and serious and like, guys!
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's just perfect.
I think too with Bill Hader, so I also picked Bill Hader. Mm-hmm. Great pick. Great minds think alike. I think that the after watching Barry, which is I love Barry.
Yeah,
it's amazing. The physicality that he shows in Barry as like a hitman, like I think that would really play out really well when you're Dwight and you have to use these weapons or a blowgun or whatever. You have to do like I think it would play really well.
That scene where Dwight, that's just a montage of Dwight showing the camera his different hidden weapons. I can totally see Bill Hader.
Does he
doing
play
that.
Dwight in the SNL office thing they did?
He probably does. In the Japanese office?
Yeah.
There's an SNL sketch where when Steve Carell is hosting, they do The Office in Japan. And like, Kristen Wiig plays Pam, and I think Bill Hader does play Jim, but they all like speak in Japanese and stuff, and it's all like very, it's funny.
Or
it's
Jim is, what's his name? The
Lorne Michaels.
No. What's his? I could have told you his name until I...
Jason Sudeikis.
Yes, Jason Sudeikis. Yeah. Thank you.
I thought about Jason Sudeikis for Jim, and I was like, why do I feel like I've seen that before?
Yeah, I know. That's like, that you can't. Yeah. He can't.
My pick for Dwight Schrute, Kristen Schaal from Bob's Burgers.
Oh, great call.
And Last Man on
That's Earth. A really
from
good one.
So many things, yeah.
Many, many, many things, mm-hmm. yeah. But I mean, she'd be... hysterical.
Man, she'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She, yeah. Again,
it'd be a different, you'd tweak it a little bit for her, but.
I feel like the key to the Dwight character is like the more serious they get, the funnier they are. Mm-hmm. And like in Flight of the Conchords, when she's like stalking them and the way she interacts with them, it's very Dwightish and she's hilarious. That show's worth a rewatch.
I could see Brie Larson pranking Kristen Schaal, I think. Mm-hmm. I think that would work. Edwin.
All right. Next character. Let's go with Oscar.
Nice.
Yeah, all right.
I will.
Oh, wait. Did you give your Dwight Schrute pick?
Oh, Bill Hader. Yeah, Bill Hader was
also. You
my
also
Dwight.
Had big. Yeah. Bill Hader. Okay.
For Oscar, I have Wilmer Valderrama.
Wait. Remind me.
He's Fez from That 70s Show.
Oh my God.
I thought it'd be the right age. Yeah. His character has like a history of being. Delivering quips or whatever.
Yep.
Kind of back. Obviously, he plays like a foreign exchange student in That 70s Show, but I thought like. That was it seemed like the right kind of pick for someone who could like be the voice of reason at times.
Yeah.
You know, the
old neurotic.
Yeah, the smug sort of smartest guy in the room kind of thing. I thought that'd be a good
That's fit. A good one.
Yeah. Along those lines, I took Michael Ian Black.
Oh, that's nice. Great. Yeah. That's a great guy.
Very judgy. I could see him.
He would
I think he'd play Oscar even a little more softly, like a little more over the shoulder, like rumors and a little more mean-spirited. He actually might even be a better Angela now that I think about it. But Michael Ian Black.
I picked for Oscar Salinas Leiva, who is Gloria Mendoza in Orange is the New Black, if you watch.
Oh
that
yeah
show.
Oh that's a great pick.
She I think that she would be fantastic at just like you know, telling Michael how it is,
right?
Or telling Melissa McCarthy how it is.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's funny. Okay, so I don't know. It's funny with the way I approach it of like, if we're assuming the scripts don't change that much. Like, it's hard when like Oscar is like, all right, like a Hispanic actor.
Yeah.
And I was like, I guess you can kind of, but then like, it is also in the story, like the kinds of jokes that Michael makes. That, like they're offensive.
What do you do with that?
That really influenced the way that I cast.
Totally.
I picked my cast because
I feel
like
we should mention it.
The characters are like, you know, played. Michael, especially, is kind of pigeonholing everyone by ethnicity or sexual orientation or by religion or whatever.
Exactly.
Whatever category it is, like, I felt like to just kind of stay in that lane.
Yep.
For, at least for this, you know.
Yep.
Next up.
How about. Ryan the Temp.
Lead it off, Sean.
Ilana Glazer.
Oh, okay.
From Broad City.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good pick.
I think that she could play it straight for a long time. And then as Ryan gets more ridiculous as the show goes on, her character's right in step with that. So she'd be hilarious.
Yeah. She's great in Broad City. Yeah.
So funny.
Mm-hmm. I had Andrew Garfield.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great.
I thought like he's got to be.
That's perfect.
He's got to be someone that like who is like smart, but maybe can come off as too smart.
Yeah.
You know, and like who Michael can kind of really look up to and see as a younger person. And like, I just thought like that would be. Yeah. It made a lot of sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it does. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. I'm going with
Spider-Man powers not included.
Yeah.
I'm going with my older generation pick on this one and going David Spade.
Okay.
Oh, okay, nice.
I think in terms of dry, cutting humor, David Spade's way up there in terms of his ability to deliver
A young David Spade as Ryan.
He plays the straight man to Chris Farley in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
And Ryan's kind of the straight man to Jim almost in a way. Totally. Like, he's even more understated than Jim, and at least early on, first few seasons. Yep. So, yeah, I'll take David Spade.
Okay, that's a good one.
Did you guys know David Spade has a late night show right now?
Yeah, I watched it.
Really?
What'd you think?
Is it called Spade and Neutered?
That's good.
Can he interview his pets?
For our next character, how about Stanley?
Yeah.
This was an easy one for me.
All right, who do you have?
Let's hear it.
Octavia Spencer. That is just, imagine the face-offs between Octavia Spencer and Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
That is a good day.
Her facial expressions are so good.
She's amazing.
Did you guys see Ma?
No. I thought that, man, the trailer for Ma made me laugh so hard when I saw it. I've talked to you guys about this off mic, but it's just like, these kids need a place to drink. Octavia Spencer's like, why did you drink in my house? And they're like, thanks, Octavia Spencer. Yes, we'll go drink at your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like the follow-up from her movie where she's like a NASA mathematician.
Right.
Hidden figures.
Do you want to hear? This is Octavia Spencer. Eliza.
In Shape of Water.
Shape of Water. Eliza. That's it. Yeah.
She'd be perfect.
She would be great. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's hear your guys' good picks.
I took Jeffrey Tambor.
Okay.
Kind of looking over his glasses. I could just see him very checked out.
I can see it.
Michael, I don't want to know. I could see him being very dismissive.
Yeah, that's good.
Just his general energy, I feel like, would really work with Stanley. He'd maybe be a little less... I feel like because Stanley's black, that's a lot of the things that Michael says to Stanley are based around that. So I don't know how that would change.
Those jokes.
But I feel like Jeffrey Tambor's energy matches.
Could be.
He could do Stanley very well.
100% see that. Edwin?
I have Tim Meadows.
Oh, that's good.
Oh,
I hope that counts because he was already
on
the office.
Show. Well, I broke that rule too.
I thought just the exhaustion that he could portray.
That's good.
It's like the sighing kind of like, see, just the noise you made when you stood up.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
5 hours to see I have diabetes.
Yeah. You have a glass of apple juice to tell me you don't have diabetes.
Yeah.
Tim Meadows. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
You've been meatball.
For Angela.
Mm-hmm. Who you got? Angelo.
So this is where I broke that same rule, Edwin.
Okay.
Chris Gethard. I thought would be perfect for this. I was so stoked that I came up with that, and then I realized he's in the show. Mm-hmm. He's Dwight's friend.
He's Trevor.
Who's going to assassinate Oscar for Angela.
Brings in the pipe
Trevor's
sandwich.
Always down for anything. You say jump, he says on who? Yeah.
Delivery for Oscar Martinez.
I'm Oscar Martinez. He hits the lisp.
Yeah. I think that he's just so small and weird, he would be good for that role.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Chris Gethard's so... whatever, man. Like, he's so chill. Like,
yeah.
Angela's like the opposite of that.
I think
he could do it. I think it'd be a little different, but I think he could do it.
Yeah. Even looking at Trevor, like, it wouldn't be that hard to see Chris Gethard playing a character who's kind of uptight or weird or very severe.
Yeah.
Maybe very
party,
severe.
The head of the party
severe
planning
and doesn't
committee.
Want certain things to happen or whatever it is. Yeah. Like,
could have been Dwight, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, who did
Easily.
You have?
I took Leslie Mann.
Judd
Apatow's wife.
Okay. Yes.
She's usually the mother or wife in
this
all of
is
his 40. Movies. Yep.
I had to switch back and be like, oh, right, we're talking about a character who's a female.
I took Leslie Mann. I feel like she has this sort of tight-lipped intensity that Angela requires. She's very funny in high-stress situations, and she does not... She can be very bossy. She can be very judging. I think she'd knock that one out of the park.
That's a good one.
I have Judy Greer.
Mm.
So she's Kitty from Arrested Development.
Yeah,
she's,
yeah.
She's a
character. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a perfect pick.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a very
good
one.
That's
Yeah, she's just a very funny, like, comedic actress, and like she plays, she's a voice actor in Archer, and like she just has a ton of great roles. Yeah,
for sure, that's a fantastic pick. Kelly Kapoor.
It's funny that you picked Ilana Glazer because I have Abby Jacobson as Kelly Kapoor.
I took Ilana as Kelly.
Ah, that's funny.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
I took Titus Burgess from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt as Kelly Kapoor.
That's awesome. That's a,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Pinot Noir, caviar. Pinot Noir, mid-size car.
That is
Pinot Noir candy bar.
I love Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. He's like filming that outside of a bar, and the person comes out and is like, "You can't film out here." And he's like, "I'll give you $100." She's like, "Did you say $100?" Run.
I also love Titus Burgess as Dufwan in 30 Rock.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Dufwine. Please defwink responsibly.
Ridiculous. So ridiculous.
He'd be fantastic.
That's a really good pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really good.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. Like that kind of manic energy bottled up in the annex is just waiting to burst.
Oh that's yeah. Great. That's you great. Know it.
Yeah. I really like that. You took
Abby Jacobson. Abby Jacobson.
Yeah.
Somebody who could really get good. Like, I think she could get fixated on like really small things like celebrities, Pink the hot dog, or Pink the color, Pink the person, hot dogs, pretty much anything that is awesome.
She can do like an obsession with Ryan really well.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
She'd be very good at that.
I think Abby Jacobson is so funny. I
had Ilana Glazer. I think either of them could be.
I had her as my Jim Halpert alt. Actually, I'm just giving away an alt right now, but
that's fine, man.
Okay, how about Toby?
Oh, may I?
Please.
David Wayne.
Yeah,
that's good.
David Wayne, the director of Wet Hot American Summer.
Mm-hmm. You've seen him in Stella. Stella. Well, no one's seen Stella, but you should. Stella's incredible.
He's like
voice of the warden and. Super Jail.
I have no idea.
Household names.
Like, Michael and Michael Have Issues, if you remember that.
Yeah.
In the Wet Hot American Summer season two, he's the Israeli. Yahon, the Israeli exchange student.
He plays Bill Clinton. He plays Bill Clinton in 10 years later because they're all presidents.
Yeah.
He's in the Michael Ian Black, Michael Showalter crew.
Yeah.
You'd recognize him. He's bald. He can play dopey and kind of beaten down.
He's directed a lot of movies. He's had cameos in a lot of things. He's directed episodes of TV.
Yeah.
Like I can think of a cameo in New Girl. Like I can think of They Came Together. I think he directed that. Like,
Yep. I love that movie so much. With Amy Poehler and Paul Rudd.
He's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sean, who'd you got?
I went with Kristen Wiig.
Okay.
Of SNL and Bridesmaids, of course. I just think, again, it all kind of started to revolve around Melissa McCarthy as the Michael Scott character.
No, that's valid.
I could see them facing off. Of course, they have great chemistry from Bridesmaids already.
It's easy to imagine Melissa McCarthy kind of steamrolling Kristen Wiig.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I add Matthew Broderick.
Wow.
Somebody who could just play like very meek, very quiet. Like,
yeah.
There's a movie kind of recently that he plays that.
Oh, I don't know. Ferris Bueller from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah.
Inspector Gadget.
No, it's. I feel like it takes place in the South. He plays the. Anyway, I'll have to figure this out.
There's, so
he plays that He'd guy. He so plays good. Scooter in 30 Rock. Where he's. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, pens.
But yeah, I thought Matthew Broderick could be a very good Toby.
Oh, Inspector Gadget. No, I'm just kidding.
Just caps. It's all caps. Oh, God.
All right, who's next? Okay. Who's next?
Can I do what movie this is?
Go ahead, Sean.
Can we do Jan? Did you come up with someone for Jan?
Oh, Manchester by the Sea. That one's it. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Did you
Manchester
come up?
Manchester by the Sea. Never mind.
I have a Jan. Go ahead.
My pick for Jan, Tony Shalhoub from Monk.
Tony!
You call him Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah, is that Shalhoub. What his name is? That how you
Tony,
say it?
Tony Shalhoub.
Thank you.
Tony Shalhoub.
I love that Johnny Bob movie. Shalhoub.
Anyone who says that Tony shall not hoob is wrong. Tony Shalhoub.
He shall. Yes, he shall.
My shallow hell joke was missed. I felt it was good. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I appreciate it. I did. I'm sorry.
Tony Shalhoub.
Mm-hmm. Adrian Monk great. Of Monk fame.
I'd also yeah. be a good Toby.
He does a lot of lecturing in Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and I just love to watch him reprimand. So
he does. That great would be, mustache in that
yes,
show, too.
He'd be fantastic reprimanding just like Jan's mustache. Melissa McCarthy. That would be mm-hmm. great. What about good. You guys? Jan, did you pick
I want to
pick
Tony Shalhoub as Toby now, too.
Yeah.
Really good as yeah, Toby.
He'd be...
Yeah, not if Melissa McCarthy's the yeah. boss. Yeah.
I guess he could. He can be timid, too.
Yeah.
I have Julia Louis-Dreyfus as Jan.
Oh, great nice. Pick. Yeah, that's a great good pick. One.
I mean, as Selena Meyer in Veep, she's just very, like... That's she's like very good at insulting yeah. people, oh, yeah. being the boss. Like, I yeah. think, yeah. And she's yeah. great in everything. She's hilarious.
She's fantastic. But, yeah.
yeah.
I also, this is my break where I casted someone who is in the show, and I took Wendy McClendon Covey.
Okay.
Concierge Marie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay.
She is in Reno 911, and she's like.
Yeah, the officer.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
And the times, I feel like when she actually needs to be really bossy, and mm-hmm. like, she's very good. Also, I feel like she'd be very good at playing up the sexual tension between Michael.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be great.
So Wendy McClendon Covey, and remind me who your Michael is.
Melissa McCarthy.
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes. Okay. I see that. Okay. Melissa McCarthy. Yeah.
Do you guys have a Meredith?
I do have a Meredith.
Mine is Ken Marino.
Oh, that's a great
That's
pick.
Amazing. That's
Ken so Marino good. From Wet Hot American Summer and Party Down. The Step Brothers, 100
There's like
other
10
things.
Roles I was yeah. like, I had Ken Marino and yeah. then I took them all off.
Yeah.
And I was like, he could play so many.
He's a hard to place. I kind of wanted to put him in somewhere too.
He's in a show now called The Other Two on Comedy Central. It's a great show. I highly recommend it. But he mm-hmm. plays an agent in that show. It's uh-huh. so good.
Uh-huh. Oh, lovely.
I could watch him all day.
I feel like I'm cheating a little bit, but I'm taking Allison Janney.
Oh yeah,
West Wing,
course,
CJ.
West Wing, yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
Nice.
She
oh, yeah.
plays. A
yeah,
she's
oh,
on a
yeah.
sitcom right now called Mom.
Yeah,
opposite Anna Faris, and like she plays not too dissimilar a character, but it's hard not to get be like, man, she'd be great as Meredith.
Oh, yeah. for mm-hmm. sure. That's a great pick.
Just because she's a great actress. Yeah.
Yeah.
Phyllis,
wait, I got a Meredith for
sorry,
you.
Sorry.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Molly Shannon.
Oh yes! Oh yes!
Really
oh, yes.
Yeah. Also in the other two,
yeah. Superstar,
yep.
SNL,
yep. yeah. I think she would have so much fun.
Yeah.
In that role.
Oh
yeah.
God, that's a great.
Anyone would have fun yeah. with Meredith's role. She's fun.
Mm-hmm. Phyllis.
Phyllis.
God, I love Phyllis.
I picked Mel Rodriguez. He's from Last Man on Earth. If anyone's watched that show,
I'm aware of it. I haven't seen
Will Forte. He's just the other guy who
Mel
is
what?
Mel Rodriguez.
I actually recognize this actor. Yeah.
Yeah. He is in some other stuff too.
Yes.
He shows up once in a while. Yeah. He's in a great show on HBO called,
Getting On.
Thank you. which is a really funny show if no one's seen that. But I think he'd be a great Phyllis.
I have Catherine O'Hara.
Oh, great one.
Yes. Yeah, nice. From Christopher Guest movies, SNL, yep. often playing opposite Eugene Levy. Like, mm-hmm. I just think she's so funny.
Schitt's
and, like,
Creek.
Yeah. And yeah. And she, like, has to often, like, I think her facial expressions are really good. And fantastic. The fact she'd have to respond to Michael.
Like, yeah. Well, like, and, like, Phyllis is so, not only is she a target for Michael to make fun of, but she's also, like, very, like, you know, timid and stuff like that in the beginning, but then as time goes on she becomes very sexual. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I thought that would be fun with my pick too, with Mel.
She has a weird power dynamic that no one else in the office has because
very
of Bob,
quiet
with
yeah.
Bob.
Yeah,
she has this strange sort of power. I took Rachel Dratch.
Ah,
that's Phyllis.
Rachel Dratch.
She's great.
Debbie Downer.
You would know her. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
from SNL.
Gotcha.
But not her age, like back then, like right her age right now, because she's about the age Phyllis is right now.
Oh, perfect.
I just think she'd be great.
Yeah.
Good one.
She's one of the most underrated SNL cast members, I feel like.
Oh,
she's
she
so
did
good.
So much. Yeah.
She's
yeah,
so good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Creed?
I have Jim Gaffigan. the comedian Jim Gaffigan, but like, if you watched, I mean, he's been in his own show and stuff. And I'm thinking really specifically of, he used to do these Sierra Mist commercials with like a beard comb over. Mm-hmm. And people would approach him and be like, it's the beard comb over, isn't it? And like, he's really good at delivering something really ridiculous with a very straight face. So I thought he'd be a very good Creed.
I took Steve Buscemi.
Oh my God.
Hello, fellow kids.
In a real, a big star in a small role. Gosh. But give me that creep back there.
Oh my gosh, that's a good one.
That's really good.
Gosh, I just came up with an alternate for this, and now I can't decide which one I like more. But I'll stick with what I originally picked, and I'll tell you my alt later. Carol Kane from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. She's the crazy old lady in Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Funny.
And she's in The Princess Bride and many, many, many other things. Mm-hmm. I think she'd be hysterical.
She's great.
Yeah,
she's so
that's
funny.
A great pick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, folks, if you're listening at home, please
Google along
if
with
you're
us.
Driving right now, just pull out your phone.
pull over first.
Hey, Siri, who's Carol Kane?
You know, that's pretty much as far as I got with characters. Do you guys have any more?
I think we have a couple, maybe.
I got
Kevin. Who do you have for
Kevin?
Oh,
my gosh. I didn't do a Kevin.
I got Bobby Moynihan.
That's pretty funny. Bobby Moynihan.
Yeah.
He'd nail it.
Yep.
Yep.
That's a perfect one.
I have Jon Favreau.
Oh, that's good. That's really good.
I'm thinking of Swingers, where he's super awkward and like, that kind of energy. And like, even in the Marvel movies now, when he's playing Happy Hogan, like he... Like the kind of awkwardness and like the funny lines that he delivers and stuff. I think he'd be really good in that.
Totally.
I just came up with one. Rebel Wilson from Pitch Perfect.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Inappropriate and a little dumb.
Did you do an Andy?
I have an Andy, yeah.
I don't have an Andy.
Oh dear.
Who's your Andy, Alex?
I don't know which one to take. I got a contemporary and a classic. I'm going to go with the classic. Give me Alfonso Ribeiro.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Awesome.
Yes.
That's a great
Carlton
pick.
From
Carlton
Fresh
Banks.
Prince of
Bel-Air. Wow.
Carlton was so... I love Fresh Prince.
I think he could deliver as Andy Bernard.
Song and dance man.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
100%.
I have Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
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 Somebody who's like a comedic actor, but also like does a lot of singing and, you know, dancing. And especially like later Andy Bernard, where he's kind of a big softy. Like, that's, I think, where Jimmy Fallon would be really good.
I feel like I went on the more preppy side and you went on the more like emotional side.
I think that's everything.
Alison Brie could probably play a good Andy Bernard.
I got Daryl. I got Gabe. I got Aaron.
Comedy.
I have a Daryl for sure.
Oh, okay. All right. You guys keep going. Keep going.
I had Leslie Jones as Daryl.
That's good.
I thought having the Daryl character, but as a woman, would be one more layer that would mess with Michael's head. And I think Leslie Jones would be perfect. For
that dynamic would just stay exactly the same.
Yeah.
With Leslie Jones and that. Yeah.
I have Kenan Thompson as Daryl.
Oh, yeah. That's very good.
Yes.
You'd be great. Yeah.
Oh, man. Also, I think he plays Stanley in the SNL.
I'm sure. I can only imagine.
That's a really, dude, that's a good one. Daryl's such a fun one to recast because it's like you need to have someone who can't be under the spell of whoever you have playing, like Scott, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, right.
Yeah. All right. Did you have a Gabe?
I didn't have a Gabe.
Nathan Fielder.
Oh, that'd be great. I love Nathan Fielder. He's so funny.
Just nice and...
Yeah, good
just,
and everything.
Yeah,
all the way down.
That's perfect.
Did you have an Aaron?
I remember thinking about Aaron, but I don't know if I have her written down.
Okay. So. I had Isla Fisher.
Isla Fisher. That's good. Yeah.
That's all. I think that's all my...
I came up with a Robert California.
Oh, please tell me.
Nicole Kidman.
I love it.
Because she'd be so intimidating.
She'd be so intense.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember my Aaron now.
Yeah.
Vanessa Bayer from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that's good. That's really good.
She does really good at like that, like knowing like that smile, but she doesn't really know what's going on. But anyway.
Yeah. Oh, man.
What about some special alts?
Oh, yeah, let's do the alts. Yeah,
yeah.
We start by character alts. Right.
Yeah, or just give your favorite ones that you weren't able
to say. Yeah,
whatever
you want to do.
Michael Scott, Jane Lynch.
Okay.
From Glee, Party Down, Best in Show.
That's so good.
Absolutely perfect. When I came up with that, I was like, oh, man, she's almost just as good as Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah,
she
would have been great.
She is right up there.
Yeah.
Dang, that's good.
Yeah, inappropriate. Oh, yeah. She'd be good at all that.
She's
oblivious,
good at
everything.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Especially like the Constance Carmel character in Party Down. Party, like, I'm thinking of that. Like, same type of thing. Yeah.
She could make a lot of hay as Meredith, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I have Ben Stiller as an alternate for Michael.
Oh yeah.
And then you know how I was talking about how the anxiety, the anxious sort of energy. Mm-hmm. And then you know how I was talking about how I think Michael would be better as a smaller character, a short character. I also thought Conan O'Brien for Michael Scott.
Oh yeah, nice.
Just like the physicality and the joking and the weirdness.
Oh, yeah.
But like it's different if he brings everyone to the conference room and he's like 6'6" with the hair or
very
whatever.
Good. Yeah.
And he's like acting it out like
he could be very insecure about his hair.
Right. It's better if the Michael character is shorter, you know. I think. But yeah, that's who I had for Michael.
I think Bill Hader could equally play Michael Scott. But my other
Will Forte
would be other big one, and then Thomas Lennon.
Yeah.
Oh sure.
He has
Thomas Lennon is
he's the main guy in Reno 911. Lieutenant Jim Dangle.
Oh yeah.
He's in I Love You Man. He's the guy who goes on a date with Paul Rudd and the kiss.
He's in a lot of stuff.
I just think
he'd be great.
He's very good as like I'm very serious. I'm taking this job seriously.
That's exactly what he sounds like.
Ridiculous.
That's
yeah.
funny. Yeah.
For Jim Halpert, I said I had Abby Jacobson. I also had Rachel Brosnahan, who is the marvelous Mrs. Maisel. She's
good.
She would have been a good lead.
My classic pick for Jim was Jeff Goldblum. A young Jeff Goldblum back in the day. I think he could crush Jim.
The most long-winded talking heads.
Yeah.
And what is it that we find about paper? Where
it's not paper. That's him calling a client. There's a sale.
That's hilarious. Okay, this one, Kumail Nanjiani.
Yeah.
That
was on there.
I think Jim is very like the moments where Jim like does things that like don't go over well and like kind of makes jokes that fail. I think Kumail is really good at playing those moments. And like somebody who right now is kind of like leading man, very charming. Like I think he's in everything right now, it seems.
He is, man.
But Kumail Nanjiani, I think, would have been a good Jim.
I was trying to find a spot for him. I almost thought about making him Angela, but I didn't really,
he actually,
I could just
really
see him being really, you know, just like by the book and stuff like that. But
my last one for Jim, who it might be too cool, but I think Donald Glover could pull it off.
I thought about that too. Donald, like a young Donald Glover.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like with tie a little undone, like a little bit of a slacker.
Yeah.
Like. Somewhere in between Community Donald Glover and ATL Donald Glover is the Jim Halpert Donald Glover. Yeah. It's a sentence I never thought I would say.
Yeah.
Pam, who did you guys have for Pam?
I
alternates.
My classic pick is Sally Field.
Okay.
I think she's just made for that role. She played that. I feel like she played that kind of role several times when she was that age. And then Maya Rudolph was my other one.
Nice. Yeah. Sean?
If what, Sean?
Well, my other alternate was Paul W. Downs, who is he plays Trey in Broad City. He's super funny, but also could play something totally straight, I think. And very like could be very timid and quiet in the early seasons and then get a little more have some more good comedic lines later on. But I also had Adam Scott.
Sure. I mean, he would do it.
As a Pam?
He could do it.
Yeah.
My alternates for Pam, I had Alison Brie. Abby Elliott. And then also Brenda Song. I don't know why I thought of her, but I thought like three actresses that could have played
Alison Brie is a great. That's a good. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Dwight. Alternates.
Kate McKinnon from SNL and Ghostbusters. I think could be super
and
intense.
SNL,
and SNL, of course.
I had Alan Ruck, who plays Cameron in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. He would still have to wear the Red Wings jersey.
Though. Right. For sure.
I have Jonah Hill.
Oh, yeah.
And then I have Richard Ayoade, who's plays Moss in the IT Crowd. You might know him if you saw him, but like he plays a weird dude at work in the IT Crowd as well. And like, I don't know, he's really funny in that. And like, I thought that would be a good play for him. Yeah.
Martin Starr as Dwight.
Yeah. Martin Starr.
Roman from Party Down. And he's also in Silicon Valley.
Guilfoyle.
He could hit the dry, caustic nature of Dwight. But I don't think he quite has the physical comedy to pull.
I thought about Maya Rudolph for an Oscar.
Oscar? Any alternates for Oscar?
I don't have any for Oscar.
I had Alan Tudyk.
Who's that?
Oh, yeah.
He's a pirate.
Steve the Pirate from Dodgeball. He's also in like Serenity, Firefly.
Yeah.
He actually read for Michael, I think.
He has a real, he has the good sort of like Oscar energy of like, actually, their answer is this. He's very good at that kind of role.
I'm just thinking, just some other fun ones that I had.
Popcorn, let's go.
John Gemberling as Kelly Kapoor. He's Bevers in Broad City. He pops up all the time on other shows, but he'd be really good. Really good. Oblivious and fast talking.
Danny DeVito is Stanley.
I had Tracy Morgan as Stanley.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
But I thought it'd be too hard for Tracy Morgan to be like a contained character most of the time.
Yeah, it's tough.
For Andy, I had Neil Patrick Harris.
Sure.
Song and dance, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
For that guy who says, stay out of New York, Lloyd.
Harry Janarone, Dunder Mifflin, Syracuse.
I cast Natasha Lyonne. She's from Orange is the New Black. And, nice.
A
and Russian episode Doll.
Casting. Well done. Yeah.
Yes, it was just one that popped. I wanted to find a role for her, because I do like her, but I that seemed to be the only thing. Just maybe only because of her accent.
My other Andy was Sam Richardson, who plays Richard Splett.
Oh, he's good. Yeah.
Oh yes,
he's really funny.
Man,
I
think he could be a great Andy.
Oh yeah.
Alternates for Ryan, I had Miles Teller.
Oh. Wait a minute.
He's in Whiplash. He's in a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
And then also had Chris Redd from SNL. I don't know why I put him down, but I just think he's really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for Ryan and Kelly, I was going to do Nick Kroll and Jenny Slate.
No, they've been good.
Oh yeah, Jenny Slate.
I think Nick Kroll could play. Could be good at Ryan. It's be a little bit of a waste of his real skills, but he could do it. And Jenny Slate, obviously, can be super obnoxious if she wants to. Do you have any other Kellys?
I did. I had Casey Wilson from SNL. From Happy Endings. And then Heather Donahue, who plays Lindsay in You're the Worst. They're both like good at playing oblivious characters who are maybe obsessed with like kind of mundane or like silly kind of things. But yeah. Who did you get? Do you have any?
No more for me for Kelly.
Okay.
Just other ones? Any other ones?
For Creed, Jessica Walter from Arrested Development. She's Lucille. Meemaw.
I had Dennis Hopper as Creed.
Oh wow.
Wow.
like Easy Rider era.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, Horatio Sanz as Daryl.
I had Bryan Cranston for Jan.
Oh, that's good.
Again, think about the Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah. Totally. Mm-hmm. Bryan Cranston would be a good David Wallace, too.
Oh, yeah. He would be a good David Wallace. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I didn't think of David Wallace's. There's a lot of David Wallace's.
Yeah, that's true.
The guy who plays Fredo from The Godfather as Gabe.
Okay.
As he is now.
Well, we could go down this rabbit hole all day.
But this has been a lot of fun.
Do you want to do a quick recap of your cast?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We've been naming actors and actresses hour now.
I've got Melissa McCarthy as Michael Scott, Brie Larson as Jim Halpert, Michael Ziegen as Pam Beasley, Kristen Schaal as Dwight Schrute, Alana Glazer as Ryan, Octavia Spencer as Stanley, Mel Rodriguez as Phyllis, Chris Gethard as Angela, Titus Burgess as Kelly Kapoor, Carol Kane as Creed, Rebel Wilson as Kevin, Kristen Wiig as Toby.
I said my name is Tony.
Tony Shalhoub as Jan.
Shalhoub.
Tony Shalhoub.
Salinas Leva as Oscar, and Ken Marino as Meredith.
There you go.
I'm so mad I didn't get Ken Marino. That's a great cast. Yeah, I'll watch 9 seasons of that.
I guess I'll go next. I had Martin Short as Michael Scott, Bill Hader as Dwight Schrute, Paul Rudd as Jim Halpert, Anna Kendrick as Pam Beasley, Wilmer Valderrama as Oscar Martinez, John Favreau as Kevin Malone, Judy Greer as Angela Martin, Allison Janney is Meredith. Jim Gaffigan is Creed. Jimmy Fallon is Andy. Matthew Broderick is Toby. Kenan Thompson is Daryl.
Nice.
Catherine O'Hara is Phyllis. Tim Meadows is Stanley. Andrew Garfield is Ryan. And Abby Jacobson is Kelly.
Perfect.
Man, star-studded.
Great show.
Jeez, that's a packed annex.
Yeah.
Alex?
I also had, Steve Martin as Michael Scott, Jason Segel as Jim, Elizabeth Moss as Pam, Bill Hader as Dwight, David Wayne as Toby, Rachel Dratch as Phyllis, Jeffrey Tambor as Stanley, Leslie Mann as Angela, Alfonso Ribeiro as Andy, Michael Ian Black as Oscar, Bobby Moynihan as Kevin, David Spade as Ryan, Alana Glazer as Kelly, Molly Shannon as Meredith, Steve Buscemi as Creed, and Leslie Jones as Daryl. With Nathan Fielder filling in as Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, no kidding.
Please, if you guys have...
It's hard to do. Y'all should do it out there.
Yeah. Y'all listeners at home, please write us if you disagree or agree. What your picks would be.
Yeah, write in and vote and tell us why you think my cast is the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Time for some trivia.
Let's just do our thing, collect our hardware, and get the hell home.
Time for another edition of exposing how bad the Office quizzes on the internet are.
All right.
We are taking one titled, Not Even Michael Scott Can Get 100% on This Office Quiz.
Oh, wow. It must be hard.
It looks...
That's what she said.
Oh, man. Are you kidding me? All right. I haven't even looked at these questions. What type of farm does Dwight own? Is it... A bear farm, a beet farm, a carrot farm, or a beetle farm?
It's a Battlestar Galactica farm.
The answer, of course, is bear farm. How long were Pam and Roy engaged?
3 years.
That's correct. 3 to 4 years. Yep. What name did Pam and Angela fight over for their babies?
Philip.
Phyllis.
Where does Jim tell Pam about his feelings?
Outside at the casino night in the parking lot.
Yeah. The office parking lot, very correct. Where did Jim and Pam share their first real kiss?
Upstairs.
Yeah, by the reception desk.
Also casino night.
Mm-hmm. Jim's desk is what they have on the answer. Ooh. Not totally correct. Which of Angela's cats does Dwight freeze?
Sprinkles.
Pringles.
It is Sprinkles. They try and trip you up. They put sparkles as an answer.
Pringles?
Mm-hmm. What tattoo is Andy forced to get?
A Nardog.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct. Which was changed from?
A baby coming out of his butt.
Which cast member was having an affair with Angela's fiancé, the senator? Man, see, this is ridiculous. What was plan A for Jim's wedding?
Always going to the getting married on the boat.
No, marrying her a long, long time ago.
Oh, shoot.
Ding, 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 ding. Who ruined Pam's pregnancy secret during her wedding weekend?
Jim.
That's very correct. I can't believe it was me.
Yeah, it really takes a lot of pressure off of me. Yeah. That is really going to impair my ability to hook up with your hot relatives.
Yeah.
I can't believe it was me. I know I can't believe it was you either. I actually think it takes a lot of pressure off of me.
Is there something about being a manager that makes you say stupid things?
I have not found that to be the case.
Which office employee did Michael hit with his car?
Meredith.
Stanley. Who started the fire?
Ryan
Donna.
Started the fire. Donna.
That's one of the answers.
With his cheesy Donna. Pita.
Donna breaks in with a flamethrower.
Yeah.
In the pilot episode, who started their first day?
Ryan.
Dwight. No. Who does Toby have a major crush on in the series?
Nellie.
Pam.
Nellie's not on there. They should have put Nellie
but
on
But Nellie
there.
Is also true.
That's sure. That is true.
I think any
do you remember that
any
scene,
human is the answer.
The scene where in the Halloween episode in season 8? No. Mm-hmm. Where Nellie comes in dressed as sexy Toby. There's that moment where
sexy Toby.
Toby walks up to her and he takes off his glasses really dramatically and then he kisses her.
Weird. Why did Brian, the boom microphone crew member, get fired during season 9?
Because he was messing up the show.
Because he beat up Frank, the warehouse worker.
Yeah, fighting one of the warehouse workers. Yeah. That's the answer.
He decided to make himself a character on the documentary.
He landed on his feet, and he shows up later as Russ Handyman in Silicon Valley.
That's true.
Mm. He does all right for himself. He's in the 3 comma club.
Tres comas.
What is Michael's username for the online dating website?
Little Kid Lover.
That's correct. The other answers are Ready for Marriage, Looking for Woman, Kid Crazy.
Mm. What
does Stanley give Phyllis at Dwight's wedding?
It's a carving of her as a bird.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Birdwood carving looks like her. What vegetable does Michael force feed Kevin?
Broccoli.
Mm-hmm. Can I at least have some hollandaise?
What was the name of the company that bought out Dunder Mifflin?
Sabre.
Mm-hmm. Staples, Office Max, and Sabrent. Their answers. What type of car does Dwight drive? Well, he drives like 5 cars in the show.
Trans Am.
Yeah. Trans Am, but he also drives a Nissan Xterra.
Oh, yeah.
Which he then sells. What is Holly's boyfriend's name?
AJ.
It is AJ. Which strain? Oh, wait. It said that's wrong. It said it's Albert.
It's wrong.
That's not right.
No. They didn't even get this quiz right.
Yeah, we suck.
Which strain of marijuana does Creed identify? That is
Northern Lights
Cannabis
Indica.
Who does Kelly run out on at Dwight and Angela's wedding?
Robbie.
Yes, it is Robbie. Whose mother does Michael date? Pam's.
you just answer the question. Now.
We're just going on.
We're here as a formality.
What is Scranton's nickname?
The Electric City. They call it that because of the electricity.
Mm-hmm. Who said this? What is my perfect crime? I break into Tiffany's at midnight.
Dwight.
Who won bronze medal during the Office Olympics?
Michael?
The overall bronze medal.
Oh. Dwight.
Not an answer. It's Michael, Toby, Jim, or Kevin.
Oh.
Ooh.
Jim.
It is Jim. Very good.
It's Michael, Dwight, and then Jim.
Yes.
Right.
When did Ryan and Kelly hook up for the first time? New Year's Eve, February 13th, February 14th, Kelly's birthday.
February 13th.
The day before
Valentine's Day.
Who describes wine as having an oaky afterbirth?
Michael.
That is Michael.
You know I have soft teeth.
What does Dwight tell Holly about Kevin?
Hazer.
Sorry. What does Dwight tell Holly about Kevin to Hazer?
He's part of a special program.
Yes, that he is mentally challenged. What are the names of Stanley's wife, first mistress, second mistress, respectively?
Terry's his wife.
Cynthia is his mistress.
Yes. Who's his second mistress?
Phyllis?
I don't know if I know.
Lydia.
Oh, Lydia. Okay. Lydia.
Oh, yeah.
What vegetable did Toby bet the office could swap for Creed's apple?
Potato.
That is correct. What was Dwight's first mistake in almost getting fired? Was it sets fire to practice fire safety, enters the women's bathroom, tries to fire Pam, drives his car into the building?
It's the fire, I guess.
It's not drives his car into the building.
It's
what? Sets a fire.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
What forces Nellie to almost shut down her charity initiative?
Dwight and his... Like, he chooses International Relief Fund.
Dwight chooses the Taliban.
Yeah, he's like, it's a front for the Taliban. That's right, the Taliban in Afghanistan.
All right, last one. What does Kevin get fired for?
Poor practice. Like,
counting mistakes. Not good.
Yeah.
It says created a fake number to balance out the books.
Clevin.
Hey, Oscar, I don't really recognize the symbol in the books. Oh, that's a Clevin. It's Kevin's special number that he used to balance the books. He used to say, a Clevin times 7. A Clevin times 11 gets you home by 7. He was home by 3 that day.
Guys, we got a 97%. Really, we got 100, but...
Yeah, because... forgot about Albert.
Yeah, we can't forget Rob Hubel's amazing turn as Albert.
I mean, unless his name is like Albert James something, and he goes by AJ, but... I don't know.
Albert Hannaday, that movie they watch?
Yeah.
Folks, thank you so much for listening. As we said before, please write to us about your alternate cast picks. We'd love to hear about it. You could write to us on Facebook. We're on Twitter, at Michael Scott Pod. We're on Instagram, at Michael Scott Podcast Company. And we have a phone number that you can call. That is 503-694-9314. Call us and leave us a message. We love to play them on the show. Questions, comments.
We got answers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hit us up. Thank you, guys. And join us next week.
Pippity Poppy, give me this up.
Yes, sir.
da 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 da.
Wait. Don't skip ahead just yet. I know you were about to. Chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, then you'll love mine too. If you like podcasts that break down all of your favorite water cooler reality TV shows like The Real Housewives or big budget movies like Wakanda Forever, then this is the podcast for you. Subscribe to my podcast, Reality and Comics 2, and listen to episodes like my interview with Robin Dixon of The Real Housewives of Potomac or my interviews with your favorite bombshells from Love Island, USA. That's Reality and Comics 2. And I'm Kendrick. See you there.